Listen, in my 20s, I had a lot of junkers, okay? I'm Davis Donovan. I'm a reporter and the host of the show Off the Path here at WSHU Public Radio. The windshield wipers barely worked. The headlights were stuck on bright. One of them, like the window, fell down into the door, so you just didn't have a window. Man, I had some that already had like 200,000 on them. Any car can turn into your favorite programs here at WSHU. Go to WSHU.org.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. The cost of cleanup from flooding in Connecticut is still unclear. Long Islanders rail against the Brookhaven landfill at a recent public forum. East Lyme, Connecticut will create a fair rent commission, plus the latest from WSHU's Off the Path. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. President Joe Biden has approved a federal disaster declaration in the wake of Sunday's flooding in parts of Connecticut. Officials say cleanup costs have not yet been totaled. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
The National Weather Service says some parts of Connecticut got up to 16 inches of rain on Sunday. Flooding destroyed homes, businesses, and roads. State Senator Tony Huang from Fairfield says the federal declaration will let residents and municipalities apply for help from the government.
That will create an opportunity for inflow of funds, federal funds, to be able to help with permitting and processing of our roadways, but also to be able to possibly give relief to businesses and individuals that are not covered by flood insurance.
Huang is the ranking Republican on the Insurance and Real Estate Committee. He says the most important thing for people who sustain damage to do is document it. More about the disaster declaration and how to apply for help is available on FEMA's website. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Dozens of Suffolk County residents spoke this week at a public forum on the environmental threats in their communities. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
Most of the public comments came from Wyandanch and North Bellport residents. They railed against the Brookhaven landfill and the health problems they say it's caused. Ganya Grant is with the Rosa Parks Civic Association. She told representatives from the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the federal EPA that over-industrialization has made reducing greenhouse gas emissions seem insurmountable.
Being from an underserved community, it's important that we have the ability to address the number of environmental hazards that are actually placed here. Many times, we're often kind of slated as some kind of just simple NIMBYism when it's much, much more than that.
Sean Mahar, the interim head of the state DEC, said he could feel residents' anger and mistrust, but he highlighted state efforts to electrify school buses and municipal trucks. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
A credit rating agency has lowered the ratings outlook for Foxwoods Casino, operated by the Mashantucket Pequot Tribe. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
S&P Global Ratings announced it lowered the outlook on Foxwoods Resort Casino to negative earlier this month, after the tribe decided to extend the maturity of a $275 million loan. But the CCC rating was restored a week later. The ratings agency says it considers the decision virtually a default, according to Hartford Business Journal. S&P says it believes lenders will get less than they were originally promised. It says the tribe relies on a single property, Foxwoods, to maintain cash flow. And it says that reliance is uncertain in the wake of stiff competition from other casinos in the Northeast. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
You've heard a number of sea shanties featured in WSHU's Off the Path, but now hear from the singers. That's ahead after a message from our supporter.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group, HartfordHealthcare.org. Connecticut's Stevenson Dam was nowhere near max capacity when it spilled out during Sunday's storm. That's according to First Light, the energy company that operates the dam between Lake Zoar and the southern part of the Housatonic River. They say the dam and the road that runs over it are both structurally sound. 11 beaches in Suffolk County are now closed for swimming. That's after New York health officials discovered a storm-related spike in bacteria levels. They also advise against swimming at any Brookhaven and Smithtown beaches. Amazon will build its 9th Long Island warehouse in Melville. The online retailer announced plans for the project 3 years ago for what they call last-mile deliveries, and delivery vans will only enter and exit on Route 110 to appease nearby residents. The annual Porch Fest celebration returns to Bridgeport this Saturday. Close to 90 bands are expected to perform in the city's Black Rock neighborhood throughout the day. Music starts at 11 a.m. and will wrap up around 7:30 that evening. The Ranzo Boys are a New York City-based trio that performs traditional music, especially sea shanties. And this season of Off the Path zeroes in on places and stories connected to ships, the sea, and pirates. We're even calling it Off the Plank. And every podcast episode ends with a song from the Ranzo Boys. WSHU's Davis Donovan sat down with the group to learn more about the stories behind the songs.
Oh, we'll rant and we'll roar like true Yankee weathermen. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below.
That's Spanish Ladies, one of 8 songs the Ranzo Boys contributed to this season of Off the Path. Their names are Lafayette Matthews, Jules Pipearl, and Lindsay Smith. We sat down around Lafayette's dinner table to talk about music, history, pirates, and anything else that came to mind.
Where did the name Ranzo Boys come from?
So Louisa Jo Killen was a singer in the folk revival of the 60s who was hugely influential, particularly in the world of maritime music.
That's Jules Pipearl.
One of her sort of signature songs was the Wild Goose Shanty, which has in it, the refrain is Ranzo, Ranzo.
Did you ever see a wild goose sailing on the ocean? Ranzo, Ranzo, way.
College, there was a group of people who would sing those songs on Wednesday nights.
That's Lafayette Matthews.
And that's when we discovered that there was this whole world of songs that were passed down from person to person. That intergenerational component, too, is what really draws me to it, because these are stories that have resonated with people for hundreds of years, and you learn so much about what ordinary life was like for those people.
A lot of these kinds of songs, like work songs and walking songs and shanties that were used for work, are meant to be sung along to. And so you're just making music together. It's kind of like a jam session without any instruments.
That just kind of brings you to a higher plane, an older plane. It's really transcendent.
And it connects you. It connects you with people too. Like, it feels like a secret world that you're like discovering for the first time.
I met Lafayette, Jules, and Lindsay a few years ago when I started to go to sea shanty festivals in New York City and all the way up to Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
A lot of those places have a lot of pride of they exist because of sea travel and ships. They care a lot about that being the foundation of their town. I think there are a lot of other towns in the U.S. that are built on other things like the automotive industry or farming. A lot of towns, especially in New England, but all over the U.S., sailing is their history. It is part of like the American fabric. And it's cool to get to go sing these songs in those places where they mean a lot to people because that's how their culture was built.
What do the songs tell us about how sailors worked and lived? What can these songs tell us about the actual life on board a ship?
The reason that sea shanties as work songs evolved is because you had sailors who all had to make their labor as efficient as possible. You need to all haul on the rope at the same time. You need to all push this bar at the same time. And the way you do that is you're following a rhythm. that rhythm would be set by the shantyman who would be singing this call and response song.
Yeah, a lot of these songs are songs of labor that also incorporate like the other things people were experiencing. Like there's so many sea shanties that are like, I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
You hear a lot of songs that are complaining about the work conditions. You also hear a lot of songs about, oh, I've been to this port and I'm going to that one next. You also hear a lot about missing their lives on shore, missing particular people they might have left. Maybe they're gone for months or years at a time, and will this person remember me? Will they recognize me when I get back?
From Tower Hall down to Blackwall, she'll wander, weep, and moan, all for her jolly sailor bold until he does return.
This season of Off the Path features pirates like Captain Kidd and Black Sam Bellamy, but Jules says we've romanticized pirates. For example, they did not swing on the rigging singing A Pirate's Life for Me.
The golden age of piracy was the 1700s, and the golden age of sea shanties was the 1800s, which means that pirates didn't sing sea shanties, and that makes me sad.
But as we get further and further removed from this period of history, we begin to lose those distinctions, and sailors and pirates and, you know, yo-ho-ho, a bottle of rum, they all sort of meld together.
I think a lot of misconceptions about the era come from maybe stuff that is quite wonderful, things like Treasure Island or Pirates of the Caribbean.
I won't begin to put a number on the number of misconceptions that have come out of popular culture, but part of the reason that you get these misconceptions is because people are interested in pirates and they're interested in the idea of going to sea and maybe starting your life over. It represents a way to get away from society and a place where, you know, you could reinvent yourself. And that's really cool. And why wouldn't you want to sing about that?
Something that they do get at in Pirates of the Caribbean is that the romantic view of sailing is about freedom. You know, I think he says something like, bring me that horizon, you know, like you can, and obviously this wasn't the reality of most sailors or even pirates' lives, but this romantic idea that if you're on a ship, you can go anywhere, you can make anything of yourself, that's a very powerful notion.
Until very recently, if you wanted to go anywhere fast, and if you wanted to go anywhere far, you had to get on a ship. But it also represented something that was very scary. For a lot of people who crossed the Atlantic one way or the other, be it for immigration reasons or for merchant travel or being brought against their will, this was something that they had never done before. Maybe they were never going to do it again. And the sea was not something that people could control. So it entered, you know, really the fabric of our imagination, and it still holds a real place in our imagination as a place of danger, but also of new possibilities. There was a chance that you wouldn't make it across the ocean, but there was also a chance that you would, and you would have a chance to start a new life.
And cheerily row, and cheerily row, my bonny, bonny bow.
The Ranzo Boys are Lafayette Matthews, Jules Pipearl, and Lindsay Smith. You can hear this season's episodes of Off the Path with songs by the Ranzo Boys at WSHU Public Radio or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Davis Donovan.
Thank you for listening to After All Things, supported by Hartford HealthCare. For more stories from the Long Island Sound region, listen on the radio, stream online at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. That's also where you can check out more great podcasts from WSHU, like Off the Path, or listen wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, reach out with any thoughts or story ideas. Our email is news@WSHU.org. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day. Talk to you tomorrow.